Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Dr. Aaron McDermid. He's the Director of Choral Activities at the University of Jamestown. And Dr. McDermid, welcome to our show.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Yes, thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We have Aaron. He's going to be talking today about their upcoming Christmas concert that the University of Jamestown has put on for years and years now.
Yeah, over 50 years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been going for a long time. So let's talk a little bit about this. It's not your average sit down and take in a concert. It's a lot different than that.
Yes, it is. It's really designed to be like a worship service, not just a standard concert. For instance, there's no applause between each song. There's some readings that are incorporated into the music, and we have Kate Stevenson and Terry Anderson will be providing those readings. We have some audience carols and hymns that they sing along with. So.
It's
very
not a
standard
involved.
Concert, yeah.
Yeah, and it really is something else. A lot of people make sure that this is, you know, one of those holiday traditions that they come in and attend. But, you know, there's a lot of contemporary music that's shared. But what's also great is, like you said, some of those traditional carols are thrown in there as well.
Exactly, yeah. It also has each year a unique theme to the concert that sort of combines the Christmas message, which is the core of the program being a Christmas concert, but it also has some other theme that is connected to it. And so this year the name of the concert is God is Love. So that message ties all the music together, this idea that we're, you know, called to love one another, you know, patience, kindness. So,
yes. And what else is also excellent about this, Dr. McDermid, you put so much time into this leading up to this. It's not something you can wake up the week before and be like, let's do this. Yeah. There is a lot of work that goes into it.
That's true. I love it, though. I really it's really just a thrill for me to put the program together and to work with the students on it. They've been doing a great job preparing the program. We've got some student instrumentalists involved too. There's a brass quintet this year of all UJ students. We have and some percussion, clarinet, some students playing piano as a part of it as well.
Very involved. I mean, yeah. It just showcases the musical talent that the students have. Dr. Aaron McDermid again joining us here on Let's Talk About It. The Christmas concert coming up December 8th through the 10th, and it's held at the St. James Basilica.
That's correct. And the concert this year on the 8th, 9th, and 10th, it is at 8 p.m. on Friday the 8th and on Saturday 8 p.m., not 7:30, and at 2 p.m. on Sunday the 10th.
Okay, so it did change a little bit.
Yeah.
You'll be early if you show up at 7:30 this
That's
year.
Right. You're welcome to get a great seat if you come at 7:30.
Excellent. So again, Dr. Aaron McDermid joining us on Let's Talk About It. Tickets for this, Dr. McDermid, are available now.
Yes, they are. Tickets are $12. They can be purchased at the door, or you can get in without waiting in line for a ticket if you purchase them ahead of time at the UJ box office. You could go to Ryland to get the tickets, or you could even call the box office to reserve the tickets.
Which is 252-3467, extension 5435 to do that. So get your tickets ahead of time. That way, like you said, you can walk right in and take in the concert. Dr. McDermid, for somebody maybe who hasn't been to the concert before, like you said, you described it, it's kind of more of a worship service. What would you say to encourage people to take this?
I would say it's my idea behind the concert is that during this time of year, there's such a crazy rush that we're just, you know, there's Christmas parties to go to, and everyone's schedule is so busy.
Yeah.
And it is good to just breathe and just rest, you know. And so the concert is designed to be you know, give the audience that opportunity.
Right.
There's a wide variety of music. There's, you know, upbeat and joyful songs, but a number of the sections of the concerts are really contemplative and quiet. So just to let people escape from that chaos of this, that this season can bring, and make it really, you know, just meditate on the words of the program.
Excellent. Yeah, very good. So again, the annual Jamestown or University of Jamestown Concert Choir putting on their annual concert this year, God is Love. It'll be December 8th through the 10th, 8 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Basilica in Jamestown. Dr. McDermott, anything else you wanted to make mention about the choir? Or there is one thing, right? The choir is going to be going overseas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this every 4 years we have an overseas tour. And so that is going to be this coming May. We're going to Italy.
Oh, it's exciting.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
I don't think so.
Okay, awesome. Well, very good. So make sure you plan to take in the concert. $12 are the tickets. You can get them ahead of time. Dr. McDermott, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you so much.